this is really going to bring in the audience, Dougie. You know, we had one.
It's a tease. It's a tease. That's,
and then we still have that one. Are you still watching?
Yeah.
That's a diehard fan.
Why haven't you guys started?
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah. Jesus. All kinds of things happening here in Danger Studios. Anyway, welcome, everybody, to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon, October what? 22nd. Jesus.
You need like a Halloween sound effect there.
Yeah,
you
know? Something.
Yeah. Like a witch laugh or
we're close to Halloween.
Or something. Old man farting.
That we're a week away, too. Right? When's Halloween fall this year? What day is it?
I think on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Something like Wednesday, that. Yeah.
So, you know, the best way, the only way that Halloween works is it falls on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
When it's a weeknight, it's like, all right. So yeah, do you go with the week before then as the Halloween party or the week after?
You got to go with the...
I've done it plenty of times the week before.
Before?
Yeah, just because after Halloween, you're like, why am I so
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can't dress up after Halloween.
No.
You can't
unless
do it
it's
after.
Like a Thursday night and it's Friday, then that's acceptable. If it's Wednesday and you're trying to do it on a Saturday, no.
All good. Right.
Screw that.
I guess the week before. Yeah, I'm going to be gone, you know, so it's one of those moments. I'm going to be gone, but my wife is going to be going to a couple Halloween parties.
Okay.
It's always nerve-wracking when your old lady's going to a Halloween party because people get laid at Halloween parties. You know what I mean? It's like, think about it. Like,
interesting.
I have my wife
a lot
and
of,
I
have faith in your marriage, Dougie.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
This isn't just about me. I'm talking about general society here. Okay?
By the way, I feel like I'm in disguise here. By the way, I'm Ethan Moore. That's Randy Vega over there.
Right. Oh yeah, I forgot we're everybody on Facebook Live. Ethan Moore, good. Randy Vega.
Hey. Dougie's like, yeah. Just remember Dougie. All right.
Back to my wife and Halloween.
Yeah. We had some difficulty with the audio. I air gunned this fucking thing and everything. I aired everything out and stuff and changed the things around and so much for progress.
I shouldn't have huffed all your dust off.
Yeah.
I'm high as a kite over here.
Trying to pull you back. Just too strong when you're on that stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to the show. So Halloween. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Chicago.
Right.
This weekend.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. And but the old lady, you know, that's how I feel. As a comic, I feel bad. Like, you got a girl?
No, I had. I'm good.
All right. Well, see, then you have to worry about this.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend, sure.
Right? But she's cool with you going out of town.
She's down with whatever, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
As long as I tell her about it.
Yeah. Like, not the day of, before.
Yeah, you know, just as long as I describe it later.
That's, that's
like, slowly.
So you're lucky. I didn't get that with my relationship. When I was in a relationship before, I got to go out of town for what? In Spanish. Like, diehard Spanish.
Right.
I got a FaceTimer everywhere I go. See, look, I'm not walking into the bathroom. No women in the bathroom. You see that? Thanks. I'm going to take a poo in peace.
That's not good.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? Spanish women, like my mother, my mother's from Spain. So I never dated Spanish women. My mother said, why not? I'm like,
this is crazy.
Crazy, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever date a Spanish woman, Ethan?
I've had some intense, I had a fling with a Spanish girl a few years ago. And
yeah?
Colombian. And man, she really did make me like, she would do this weird thing where she would like, she'd come over and bang, and then she'd like, sometimes she'd come over and not bang, and like withhold sex, and she had me all like wrapped around her finger with like the withholding and giving.
Can you
me
imagine seeing Ethan's face when she's over? He's like sitting there all the whole time.
He's
like,
are we gonna do this?
I know. What's going on? It's like with the heroin. I'm waiting for the dope man. Yeah. Yeah. Where's the pussy
time,
man?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know if she shows up to the door next time you're naked. She's like, oh, put your clothes back on, and you're like, all right, not gonna happen. You don't have to come in. Just
yeah. I've never experienced that with any other like ethnicity. I don't know if it was like a Latin thing or what, but it was very.
No, Latin women like to play games.
Yeah, she was playing games with me, and it pulled me in more.
No, really? That's how they
so
do
then
it.
I was like, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
But they have to know that it's good, though, because if it's not good and they're doing it, you're like, come on. Like, really? Like, what are you doing?
It was good for
so
a
what
little
you,
while.
So what would you suggest to young single men out there when they're the women are playing the sangria fucking shuffle? You know, and are you gonna say, look, baby, I'm out of here. You know what
I mean? I've left before. Like, if we're hanging out and, like, we both had the intentions to, and then last week she's like, no, I'm just going to, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I'm just going to dip out because we both obviously had different intentions then, and I'm just going to leave before anything crazy happens.
Yeah,
done, I'm out.
So you won't stick around and, like,
no, I'm out the game.
You know.
I'm out. I'm good. And I'm not even trying to say, like, I'm a scumbag. I'm just saying, like, if it's not that the intentions aren't on the same page, then I feel immediately uncomfortable.
I agree. I think if
I just want to avoid a situation.
If it seems like sex is going to happen and then it like, doesn't happen, then you just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better. I don't know. Maybe it seems mean, but like it just
leave,
seems like actually
over,
it's better.
Next
yeah.
time hang out, go somewhere
well,
out.
You should not be punished for having something on the mind. That's what happens. You know, you start thinking about it, you come, especially if they're like, oh, you know, I'm not wearing much. Come on, you know, like, you know, like, I haven't seen you in a few days, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, all right, I'll come by, you know. And then you come by over there and you're like, oh, I'm just cleaning and shit. What?
Yeah, dude.
You want to help me mop? Mop?
Obviously, they're not
wearing
much
because
they don't
want
to get their good clothes dirty. That's why.
Yeah.
It's like, you lied to me. You played the game. All right.
You just go home and whack off, you know? Yeah, then you have the power again.
No, if you're really going to have the power, go ahead and jerk off and put it in the bowl over there, you know, and leave it in there. Leave it in her. Leave a nice big floaty.
You missed the spot.
Parade, you know, that, you know, she'll see it when she goes to clean the bathroom. Well, that's good. You gotta have a good woman. Like I said, my wife's cool as shit. But I'm gonna be gone. Like, I come home Sunday from Chicago, then on Monday I go to Bahamas.
Okay,
for 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
So, guys, in the world, we're not gonna be having shows for a couple weeks. We run some best of, but and that, you know, I gotta miss. I can't be around for Halloween. You know, that's a moment. But we are going to somebody's birthday party. We're gonna dress in the 70s. What would you dress if you had to do? What do you think about when you think about 70s?
I don't know, like cocaine.
Yeah,
you know,
it's gonna be a bag of powder just walking
just
around.
Just like
the place.
Yeah,
I was thinking I was gonna dress up as Nixon.
Nixon's good. There's that TV show about porn in the 70s. It's not. Have you guys seen that? The Deuce.
No.
It's really good. It's on HBO, and it's all like the 70s porn stuff.
Yeah, so
that's
it's
pretty cool.
Like,
you get the fashion ideas from that show.
Yeah, that's why I watch it.
A lot of wide lapels,
a lot of hair.
Yeah, any excuse to watch it.
I like a big bush. That's nice.
Yeah, right, Mike Cintron says, Randy, get closer to the mic or speak up, bro. Yeah, I know. I got him up. He's a soft spoke. I got my gains real high on.
How about
this?
Better for you guys?
There you go.
All right. Come on, Cintron's trying to jerk off, and he can't even hear your sexy voice.
I got
to
hear Randy.
Mike, does this make you feel better, Mike? Just for you, Poppy.
That's right.
What's up, Mike?
I haven't seen. Yeah, we're just talking about iRobot.
Yeah, man.
iRobot. I would throw the I in there, man. Robot, you know, great, yeah, great open mic on a Wednesday night if you're in South Florida.
Yeah, classic.
Always a good room.
Yeah,
Mike takes great care of everybody there. Great beers, some food, not big food like pizza eating food, nachos, and as Mike says, the pretzels.
The pretzels are good there.
Love the pretzels.
The
I can't eat the pretzels. Yeah, this fucking
tooth
thing.
Yeah, when you first got it, you were sucking soup through a straw. I was like, what?
Yeah,
cute girls sometimes over there.
Yeah,
on Wednesday night. You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
you know they're not dating the comics, but still,
I mean, for those who you know, I wouldn't say all of them aren't dating the comics. I mean, you have your different levels of comics who actually can approach.
Yeah, there's a lady there who goes with her son, and she's a MILF.
How's the son look?
Yeah, hey, but you want a double date?
All right.
Maybe we'll go hook up with him next time. Hey, listen, I'd like to hang out with you and. Ethan here is going to bang your boy.
Yeah, it's going to what a real man feels like.
Yeah.
You need a wingman, right, Doug? Yeah, I'm going to distract him.
I appreciate you.
See, the definition of wingman is just to play the role, not to actually take the
dude
who's
there.
No,
don't slow him down.
I need
him to be as effective as possible.
Hey, Mom, what's this
don't
kid doing?
Don't fuck with my wingman.
All
right. But that's a fun room. And then so our boy Nadim is not running the N2 Wine Bar, which is in Del Rey, which is a fun place to go.
It's a great room, man. It's a fun room at...
But I've been there, and it's been scattered crowds. And in all defense, I've spoken to the owner of the place a couple times. And, you know, so I've been there a few times. I even said it. You're like, I go up, I'm like seventh or eighth. I'm like, boy, I was going to do some ass-eating jokes, but the last first five guys did ass-eating jokes.
Well, I know.
If you're going to do an open mic, man, and you're in Del Rey, you're in a nice thing. It's right in front. What's the hotel that's right there? It's a beautiful hotel.
I think it's the Hilton.
The Hilton. And you got people dressed nice from all over the country, and some comic's going to go out there and go, so I'm eating my girl's ass. And I'm like, really? I mean,
you said that and the dog got up. Is there something?
Yeah, the dog got a little.
Even the dog's offended by ass eating. Yeah. Look,
I mean, it's a great room. It's a great room. I mean, I guess I don't know what happened if Nadim didn't have the time to or something like that, but he gave it over to Lala Rodriguez, who's actually doing good with it, too.
He's getting people there.
Yeah, he's getting people there. I mean, not saying Nadim never got people. He did get people there, too, but I'm saying because there's someone there who's running it. You know, he's got his friends. You know, it's just once you mix a couple of different hosts and stuff like that and you get that little group in the Cromartie there, and you see there's actually shit going on, people tend to actually repetitively show up. So.
Right. Well, good.
I feel like the ass-eating jokes are at this point.
Jesse says it's called Hyatt Place. It's the Hyatt
Place. Oh, the Hyatt Place. Thank you, Jesse. Yeah.
Thanks,
Jesse. Full-on hack ass-eating jokes. Because, like, here's the thing. Ass-eating jokes, like, everyone seems to have them. Like, there's famous comics that have. I've seen people do it on TV. You know, I'm just like, all right, already. Right. Like, it's like doing Tinder jokes at this point.
Or, you know, like, I've said this. At some of these comedy festivals, this came out. This was like a year ago, and it brought the premise, the whole idea of this, of these certain jokes, and they were talking about like a dollar store jokes. You know, there's jokes that there's like almost every comic tells.
Yeah, I'm broke. Yeah. I'm broke. I smoke a lot of weed. Jokes. Yeah. Oh, I jerk off a lot. Jokes. Yeah. It's like, all right, I know this.
Is it typical? Something you need. I feel like a lot of those are like typical sexual jokes. Are like shit you've heard throughout the years of just like, you know, so I was beating my dick the other day. It's like you and the last 19 comics. Come on.
Well, it's like in language. Like sometimes the first language words of a foreign language you learn are the dirty words.
Yeah.
So in comedy, ain't no different. The first jokes you learn are comedy or dirty jokes.
Yeah.
And every comic says, "Well, I'm going to be a dirty comic. I'm not going to be clean.
Nah.
The clean is the clean is the, you know what? Being clean in comedy is almost like the black belt in training. Like once you can actually write clean jokes and do clean, that basically says you've gone through this. You understand some principles of things. Mm-hmm. You've got some disciplines, and you're ready to move forward.
But that said, you know, everyone's going through that process at the beginning, so it makes sense that you go to an open mic and a bunch of people do like hacky shit that doesn't work and it's all dirty. So that's all fine, I guess. I mean, like, where else are you going to do except that an open mic?
It's okay that
open mic's too ritzy.
It's okay that they do it.
Yeah, but
but you got to have an ear for comedy. Like this weekend, working with Richie Manavere, says you have an like you got to be able to recognize when an audience is like not going with it.
Yeah,
you know, especially if you've been there and you're you know, because you know, if I'm about to go on stage and one night at the charity this last week in Myrtle Beach, some guy did a joke. I guess his wife was Vietnamese, so I said, "All right, let's see where he goes with this," because I may not even do my bit. If this guy does a great bit, that's one thing. If the guy does a horrible bit, then what am I gonna? You know, you got to make a decision
because you have jokes about your Cambodian wife.
Yes,
do the voice.
Yes.
So if his Vietnamese sounds exactly like your Cambodian wife, it's like fuck.
It's boxed.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There's all or it could be that bad if it's completely hacky and horrible. Then I'm like.
Then you could be like, here's how you really do it.
Yeah, right? Just be like, hey, look, take notes, bitch. Do them.
Your wife's probably not even really Asian.
Right? Yeah, your accent was so wrong.
Here's how real Asian talks.
She's probably Puerto Rican. Quench your eyes right, dude. Come on.
She's Puerto Rican, and you met her at the Benihana.
Right.
That's why she's Asian.
She's probably high when you met her. That's why.
Yeah, that happened. Benihana has a lot of Hispanic guys in the chefs. And they give them a little eye makeup.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Dude,
hell yeah,
eye
man.
Makeup?
A lot of Peruvian guys are Japanese now. Yeah. And Benihana. I don't know why there's a shortage of good, you know, fucking samurai chefs, whatever they're called.
Huh.
But at any rate. So
culturally literate.
So at any rate, so that's one thing. We got good open mic. You got that Monday. You got Tuesday. You got Marine 84.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. It's always, I call it the truck stop of comedy.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm only saying that. No, nothing to those guys. But I used to do Wise Guys comedy show there before anybody in this game was doing shows there.
Yeah.
So, and we used to, me, Lenny Travis, and Perry Sack would call it the truck stop. Like, every show was like, you never knew.
Yeah.
You can have a great crowd in there, or you can have a fucking bunch of people waiting to get on a bus to go on a cruise ship.
That would be... Very often. But, you know, Kel does a really good job with that.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
no, yeah. Kel does a great job there from that room. Yeah. But, like, for me to get down there on a weekday when I get out of work, by the time I get out to shoot down there, I'm already stuck in rush hour traffic for an hour and a half. It's like, what's the point?
Right.
So I'm coming all the way from North Palm Beach.
I wish the tables were closer to the stage in that room. That's the one thing that bothers me about it. I'm just like, if there's more people closer to the stage,
they had a few more tables there.
You have a chance to like actually build a little vibe there, but I don't think they can move it.
No, you got Dottos on Tuesday too, though. Dottos is
good.
Dottos is a great room too, man.
Haven't been there in a while, and that's good because it starts a little later, so there's a lot of guys.
It starts at 10 o'clock. Signups is usually about 9:30, depending.
A lot of guys in Florida double dip. They'll go there and get back on the fucking road and drive.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like sometimes, like, I thank God. You know, like a week like last week, I was able to get on stage Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah,
seven shows. Nice. So
yeah,
I know. If I came home Sunday night, gonna go to open mic? No, man. I'm fucking
right.
I need, you know what I mean. I want to, you know, gonna take a break. But when you go, there's got to be places to go at night.
Yeah.
So Dada's on, and then Wednesday, of course.
If you're down, if you're down south, Wednesday you got the robot.
Right.
But if you're down south, I was gonna say there's mics now on Monday night at Red Bar.
Right.
Yeah. Red Bar is
Tuesday
good.
At. Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. Also Brickell.
Yeah.
And
it's a challenging room, by the way. Everybody go there. And listen, and if you're not a comic, you just want to go watch comedy, go out to these fucking places and get rid of these pretentious people that are just there hanging out trying to get laid. And then they're the ones that talk back to the comics.
And you can watch people talking about the
ones
eating
that
ass.
Yeah, they're the ones that get shit on, though, if you put a vet comic up and they try to talk back. And then you get embarrassed in front of your date. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Enjoy the show.
It's always interesting when you're doing a show. And it's just people that are trying to hang out, you know. Again, having a ear for comedy, you know. So, like, you may not, you know, maybe I don't want to do the ass eating joke. Maybe I do want to do, maybe I want to work on some of my relationship jokes I've been writing or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I find, by the way, when that happens that the audience member almost always gets the better of given South Florida comedian.
Yeah, I've never.
I haven't seen
it. There's a handful of times I've gone to the show and be like, well, what's your thing? And they're like, oh, too far. Back up.
I've never seen a South Florida comic absolutely destroy an audience member. Like, I just haven't seen it, to be honest.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like everyone thinks they're getting the better of the audience, but I'm like, eh.
There's pretty standard. It gets to really bury somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To really bury somebody.
Have you ever gotten anyone good?
I got the last lady I got really good was at the casino in Arizona. I'm trying to remember the name of the casino. But this is a woman. She was like in her 50s, but she looked good, like a brunette, but she was like a biker looking chick, and she looked really loose. Yeah, you know, boots and shit.
They're feisty.
And then there was the dude with her, like a bigger dude, and some other chick. And I can't remember how we're in the middle of something. I'm trying to talk, and she's talking. She says, "Well, I'm a professional." She goes, "Well, I'm a professional." And I go, "Honey, I think I think you and I are professionals in much different fields."
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I agree. You're a everybody started laughing.
That's pretty good. It's subtle.
Yeah, exactly.
The typical thing I've seen someone do in open mic is, "Oh yeah, well, you know, suck my dick." I'm like, "All right, well,
no, yeah. Well, have you had one?"
I don't know. I'm not good at that.
I enjoy that kind of stuff. Like, I like going back and forth. If there's an asshole in the room and they want to go, I enjoy going. I don't do it intentionally, but if they bring it upon themselves, then I'm letting loose and I'm gonna shit all over your parade.
I usually shit on people like if something happened on the comic before me. Then I'll usually reference that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, did that person just admit to raping someone? What the hell? What just happened? Were we all watching this?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I like to do that.
Listen,
yeah.
The part that sucks is when somebody gets involved with somebody and they don't handle it professionally. You got to remember there's two things. One, the first thing when anything like that happens is you want everybody else in the crowd to not like this person more than you do.
Yeah. Mm.
Right, so you want to come out with something, that, you know, like, okay, well, listen, you were just talking, you know, I'm a professional up here trying to work, but you just came out and started talking out of nowhere, like, so, you know, so in other words, now whatever she says is against her and the show,
right?
Yeah,
right.
It's not against me.
Yeah.
So and it, whatever she says, well, you know, I just had to do, you know, whatever, I don't know. So I've seen people just sit there and go, well, just start ripping each other. Guy, I'm like, dude, you know, if you're gonna fight the guy.
Then just tell them to meet you outside afterwards. Don't just ruin the show for everybody else.
It's just nuts.
The best one I ever saw was Norm MacDonald had some guy heckling him, and he said, "Hey, you suck." And he's like, "Oh, really? I'm sorry." He's like, "Wait, you came out here and you paid all this money to see me, and I feel like I'm disappointing you. Like, I just want to apologize." He just like flipped it on the guy. It was great. Yeah,
that's how you.
Yeah, I think the best way to do it is don't pay too much attention to it at first.
Yeah, you can't respond
a lot of people,
to everyone.
Like, sometimes you have people talking. Like, that happened a little bit this week. There's like people talking in the back and stuff. And, you know, I went, hey, excuse me. I don't like a confrontation. I'll look over at the table and start talking loud, like keep telling my joke, and I'll be looking right at
them. Yeah, that'll get them sometimes.
And then as they start looking, I'll be looking at them. I'll be talking straight at them.
Yeah. They get the picture.
Yeah, and then they shut up. And if they don't, then, you know, you got to handle it. But you're right. There's a lot of people try to deal with it. And I freaked out at the goddamn robot one night because I saw four or five fucking people go up and go and do crowd work. And I'm like, I mean, you come and do an open mic.
What's the point of doing an open mic? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're got on a list, you know, and again, I know people want to work on crowd work, but at the same time, well, all right, here's an idea when you want to work on crowd work. Tell some jokes, get the people to like you, then go launch into some crowd work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But four people in a row walk up on robot and go, so what are you guys doing? What do you guys want to talk about? I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If they wanted to talk about something, they'd be on the fucking list.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? What do you mean, what do you want to fucking talk about?
I don't like talking to the crowd.
I enjoy it.
I'm not good
at it. I honestly do enjoy it. I just like to get a kick out of it.
I just like to write jokes.
And yeah, well, listen.
That's all I care about.
It's interesting in the world of comedy that there are clubs that won't book you if they see you do a lot of crowd work.
Yeah.
You know, there are comics that are known as crowd work comics.
Right.
And some people, it's these people, like, to you open micers and newbies out there, understand something, that these aren't people that are going out with nothing and just winging it. These people have hours of material in their fucking head they can go to at any fucking moment and look like complete geniuses.
Yeah.
Right? But sometimes clubs don't like that because somebody has something in their head like, no, I don't want to. You know, and the other bit of advice I keep sharing with newer comics is if you're going to do a spot on a show or open at a pro show or something, don't come out and do crowd work. who the fuck do you think you are going? You're a guest spot and you're going to go fuck with the crowd like they're your crowd. Get fucking, you know, I'm going to announce it, but I gave somebody a guest spot at the Tavolino show November 29th or 28th with Brian Scalera.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I saw this kid. I thought he was funny the other night at the Buddha one, or Buddha, at the
robot
when
yeah,
I was there.
Rest in peace, Buddha, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, because I saw him up there. I said, this fucking kid's having a great, and he was just polished. And I offered him a spot on the 28th. You know what I mean? But that kid's not going to go up and do fucking crowd work.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were going to say, and then you saw him, he was doing all this crowd work.
No,
and now you're going to unbook him.
Too, yeah. Yeah. I had to text him with you like, hey, man, fucking doing. No.
But you wouldn't.
I get that. I've had opportunities where people are like, hey, I'll give you a guest spot. I'm not going to go in there and just berate the crowd and ask them 1,000 questions and then not do a joke.
You guys dating?
What? Yeah.
I was at a show. I watched the guy go up. I was doing a guest spot.
Yeah.
And the guy went up before me. And the guy, the fucking first 30 seconds of the guy said is like, hey, so you guys dating?
Right.
And I'm like, all right, let's see. I'm single.
There must be a dating joke coming.
Yeah. But he was like, uh-huh. Well, where's he work? You know, where's he got money? I'm like,
all right, you got the date. You got
all right,
the
well,
occupation.
You're fucking a minute and a half into this shit. You're doing a 5-minute set. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and then they get mad when they get the light. And I was like, you wasted a minute, 2 minutes in the front asking three questions.
Yeah.
Like,
I no get fucking it. Crowd work when you're doing a guest spot. Yeah, you know, that I'm listen, don't oh, it's Dougie know. I have nothing. Don't listen to me. Go fucking do it next time you get a spot on a show.
I mean, I think people just don't want to write. People just they're too lazy to write.
Yeah.
Writing is harder.
I think the only time it's even appropriate if you're on a show to do crowd work is if you do a couple of jokes, it goes good and you go, you guys are a couple right, all right, so you guys can relate to this and then boom, right in your joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not even really crowd work.
I would even tell you this. It professionally in 5-7 minutes, I would never do it. Now, if I have a joke that I use, But even then, I can tell you in the last few times now, I'm like, the guy Dave Drozen, who runs Uproar Entertainment, recorded Eddie Murphy's shit and does his comedy albums. He despises crowd work. Well, he's a record guy, you know.
Sure.
So you know, I can do crowd work on a fucking on a special.
Yeah.
So but the idea is whatever you do. Anytime you do crowd work, especially using there's a simple way you can not use it. You know what I mean? You don't have to say, "Oh, you got like I." He's like, "Hey, are you guys married? Yeah, me too. My wife's bossy. Okay, boom. right? You know, like, hey, my married guys out there, I can imagine you guys have white bossy wives, right? You don't even have to ask. You don't have to ask a person.
You answer your own question. Keep going into
it. Do it straight. Get through your jokes. But you know, you can always if you want, you can always do it later if you decide you want to change it. Right?
What's up, Vincent? Sir? Thanks, buddy. Awesome dude there. You know, I'm just saying. And here's the thing, man. We talk about time and all the energy. Like, you don't want to go to fucking robot one night because you got to work the next day and be there a certain time. And it just gets frustrating if you go to an open mic and you drive all this way and then you're waiting to go up. There's people there. There's people sitting in there watching. You're like, this is great. I'm at an open mic. There's fucking people here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a crowd. And now as a comic, now your juices are flowing. You're like, okay, I got this stuff. This new stuff I want to do. You know what I mean? I got this new joke. I want to try it out. Here's a good spot.
And then you just watch everyone go up and squander it.
Just go up and just start lashing. Oh, yeah, so my girl wants me to, you know, won't let me put it in her ass. Oh,
I mean, fuck. That's a risk, though, to a lot of mics, though. I mean, you're always going to play that risk when you go to a mic, I feel. I mean, unless you know if there's a list and you see the comments going up, like, okay, these guys all know what the hell they're doing. But then you usually see a lot of new names up front sometimes when they get there early because they're like, I want to get a spot. So
I think people here don't appreciate the time that they have on stage.
Here's what I think.
There's a handful of people that don't. You know? That's a fact.
Well, here's what I think. I think the way that you deal with that is if you have an open mic, comedy, they get 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I used to do 3 minutes for my mic. That was awesome.
3 to 5 minutes because basically 3 minutes means you suck.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's time to get off stage. 5 minutes goes great. Keep it going. Finish. Do your job. That's what that 3 to 5 minutes means. You know, so whoever's running the show, someone's up there. And so what do you guys want to talk about? Fucking light. You know, I'm telling you, man. Yeah, you get the fucking light. What do you mean? What do you got? Give them the fucking light. You know, who do you guys want? You know, that's the way to do it. 3 to 5 minutes.
I agree. 3 minutes. So you're saying you give them the light early.
You get a 2 minute light.
I used to do that too.
You get a 2 minute light, right? So if you're doing 5 minutes, you get a 1 minute light. Whatever, you get a light at 1 minute.
Yeah,
probably easier with 5 minutes.
Go to New York, man. Go to L.A. Those mics are 3 minutes. You know,
they
grind through a long list, and people appreciate the time they have. They make use of it. I got to get through these four jokes.
I've gone to New York. That's it. On a visit to go do comedy up there at a couple spots, and it's 3 minutes, 2 minutes. You're off, and I'm like, yeah. Way more time down in South Florida. Like, it makes you appreciate it more when you go somewhere
else. So use it wisely, guys. Use it wisely. Like, you know, like, I was out of going open mics for a while, but then Tim Hanlon got me back into it some years ago because I thought I had to write the joke. I had to write the whole set I wanted to do in it. No, it's just, dude, if you have an idea, just go up there and put it out there.
That's why mics are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people can go and just write out a perfect joke off the bat, go up there and present it. I have to throw out the idea first. And play with it a little bit before I get something. Now I record my sets. And have to.
You
got to
play with it before you go on stage.
Always, man. You got to get the juices flowing.
I like to play with it on stage. You know.
See, then that's when you catch a case. I'm good. I look the way I look. It doesn't.
Well,
work well for me.
I can finish
it in
this.
Three states.
I like to play with it after. I play with it like when I eat. You know, I can't eat before a show. I got to eat after. I got to give it a little happiness. A little happiness after the show.
What are we talking about at this point?
We're talking about whatever.
It's just the golden stuff. It's cool.
You're talking about people in South Florida don't appreciate the comedy time they have.
Yes. Anyway, that's about some of the opening of the show. When we talk about the comedy world here and stuff like that.
But I do have to say real quick on that, though. South Florida got some of the best open mics. Even though the time and some of the people just squander it and stuff like that.
It's a process.
You got to
You can have a great subway system. That doesn't mean the people on it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, now, great comedy here. Terrible comics, though.
I'm just saying, man. Like,
ungrateful.
At least most of the mics
of
I hit, like, there's a lot of great comics out here. That's all I'm saying. And then you got a lot of new guys that get washed out within the first month or two.
No, we have some good comics. And we have some good mics. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
By the way, Vince Sincere, a fucking martial artist, good friend, longtime friend. He was. He's seen him on many movies. So I remember Analyze This with Billy Crystal.
Yeah,
I saw
that. Remember the second one when he comes back?
Analyze That.
Hey. And remember the guy that tried to kill that guy?
No.
Yeah.
He was the hitman.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's been a lot of shit. Anyway, we do it right here in Coral Springs, Florida. Vince, I can have you in, man. Sit in. It'd be great to have you on the show, by the way. Badass. All right. So, listen, there's a lot of... the good thing is, if there's a night, and I love going to Robot because it's nice. It's a nice crowd.
Yeah.
Mike takes, you get up there, you get to do, and Mike's court, I get to do 7 minutes, so I'm doing well, I get to work on some shit. And, but dude, the other night, when we were there, the show was great.
Oh yeah, definitely.
People were going up, and I was like, man, wow, I was going to work on all this new stuff.
Yeah, it felt like an all-star night because every comic was bringing it that night.
Yeah, it was like everybody was hitting and the crowd was staying. And I was like, I feel like shit because, you know, Mike goes, I'm waiting. It's like the third round. There's still a decent crowd, third round of five. And Mike texts me, goes, dude, I can't find, your name's not even in this bucket. And I go, oh, shit. I forget the fucking, you know what I mean? So I gave it to him and thank God. But yeah, it was getting late. But the crowd stuck around for a while.
No, that crowd was there until about 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, so I said, fuck it. I went up and I fucked with Casso, the photographer.
Mm-hmm. Cavo.
Cavo.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Mike, yeah, he takes the photos there. Okay. But every time he sends me 1,000 fucking photos and I get to see how fucking fat I am.
Yeah, no, same thing with me.
He takes these ones right up to you. Dude, can you get on a fucking chair and get at eye level? Don't be taking... He comes up right below us.
Angle. Yeah,
that's funny. He's getting from the perfect angle there.
He's like,
I can see all four of your chins.
Yeah. if you could look at some of these photos and go, no, he probably wouldn't want that one.
It gets to the point now when he sends me my photos, he just sends me like, hey, these are the two you look least fat in. I'm like, thanks, I don't even got to go through them all.
Yeah,
I keep those two.
I've given him some discretion. I said, I'll give you some discretion before you send me these.
Yeah, it's at the point where I've told him, like, hey, if you want to get on stage to the sides and stand up there, at least get some photos, cool. Just take it from the chest up.
Here's a step ladder.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Anyway, so that was fun. But, dude, it is good. And listen, everybody can get out there and do it. But I'll close it on the open mic side. There's in Minnesota, the Comedy Underground is a fantastic open night. You go in there, put your name on a list. And then they take the list and they print their own 10 or whatever it is. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're an out-of-town comic, they usually get some press, you know, hey, I'm here from Florida, New York.
That's cool.
You know, you're a touring comic. They'll most likely put you on the show. You know, but the people that are staying there every week telling the same joke,
Yeah.
And eventually it's Darwinian, wouldn't you think there, Ethan?
Yeah, eventually, like, you know, the people who never get up, they either have to change their jokes or... quick comedy.
Yeah.
So we need more Darwinian pressure here in South Florida.
Yeah, we do. We need
I don't know what's going on.
People are too fucking nice.
It's too. The weather's too nice.
Yeah.
No one's hard. No one in Minnesota. The winter's
maybe,
coming.
Maybe
it's
we
cold.
Have, maybe we ought
you know?
To.
No.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe they ought to have a list of like you know, like people you know throw it again in the bucket. What? What's the expression? I'm kicking the can.
Bucket list?
No, bucket list is when you... But what is it when you just...
Hanging up the boots. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe we should get like they do in the old days. You take sneakers and throw them on the telephone wires.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, you know, maybe comics that say, oh, I'm done. I'm not going to do comedy anymore.
Right.
Going to put their name on some sneakers.
Throw it up into some wires, some local place.
Maybe at the robot, we'll ask them to put their fucking shoes... Hang it from the fucking...
I remember these shoes are from 2019 when so-and-so quit. Yeah, and we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
A brand new pair of Nikes up there.
Does that mean the gangsters come and kill you then if you do that?
No, he's trying to make it for
What's
comedy
up, Kim?
Wise.
How you doing, baby?
If you quit, you quit. I mean...
Before we go to straight from the headlines, some great news. Congratulations to Canada for having the whole country legalize weed.
Yeah.
Congratulations
Justin
on that.
Justin Trudeau. Good job.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want it. And it's only a matter of time that we're going to get it. Congratulations to Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for getting involved in the fracas where L.A. Lakers and the Houston Rockets got into a fight last night.
Yeah.
Chris Paul and Rondo.
Was it last night? I thought it was Saturday night.
Maybe it been Saturday,
Saturday
night.
Night.
Yeah, you probably. I'm in a time warp. I drove all day yesterday. Where they got into a fight. Supposedly Rondo spit in Chris Paul's face, and then they threw blows. And Anthony Kiedis was on the side, you know, courtside. And when fucking Chris Paul walked by, he was like, yeah, fuck you. He was giving the big finger, and he got thrown out.
Yep, I saw that. It was fun to watch live.
And he looked funny. He looked like he was incognito. Oh, yeah, he looked like he was in disguise.
Yeah.
He didn't have his shirt off and like
no.
He wasn't sitting there naked with his dick in a sock. Right.
Shooting heroin.
Pretty much. Fuck you, I need strength in my hand. Hold on.
I don't even recognize him without the needle in his arm.
Yeah, right.
Hold my bungee cord. Also, a shout out to our listener, by the way, all the way from New Zealand. We have listeners. I'm going to show you the map where we got listeners. France, Saudi Arabia. Maybe that's a bad thing to admit now. But,
that's good. We got
a lot of people in England. England.
It's MBS.
In
He's
England,
the guy who killed that guy with
France,
a bone saw.
New Zealand. But our friend in New Zealand.
Watch friend, man.
By the way, Boyd Rutherford.
Shout out to our Kiwi listeners.
And also, it was funny today, I guess I had heard that Sarah Silverman announced on Howard Stern that she, on several different occasions, consentingly watched Louis C.K. jerk off.
Consentingly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So she was into it?
Yeah. Why not? See, comics.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What if
comics helping comics?
What if Randy one day comes up to you and says, hey, Ethan, yeah, I got this thing. You mind if I jerk off in front
of you? He's already said yes before. I've had the opportunity. Right? Okay. I don't have to ask. I can just do it. He's cool with it.
Actually, he's been asking people, hey,
can you jerk off for me? I've been.
Right. I'll be willing.
I'll fill up the spank bank again.
I won't complain to anybody.
See what a fat Spanish kid looks like when he's beating off. Can you help me out with that, Randy? I'm like, sure, no problem.
Yeah. And Randy's like, I haven't seen my dick in a while. Can you describe it to me?
Oh, no, I see it plenty. I do see it plenty.
Yeah, I got to have it reach over every once in a while. man.
No, I mean, that's funny,
that surprising?
Though.
I'm like, you know what I mean?
That's funny. Like, it's like, you think about it. Louis C.K. asked a lot of girls to jerk, if he could jerk off in front of them. And then some of them must have been like, yeah, I've been waiting for you to ask.
It's a numbers game, dude. Right. It's always been a numbers game. Right,
but like, it's those three or four where.
But
they,
here's
he was
the interesting
like,
thing about that. Yeah, right. Like, I would really like to know like the ratio. Like,
right.
Like, if one out of every three women or two women or you know, I guess it depends on his fame, right? I mean, like Elvis could probably be one of those guys who go, "Hey, baby, why don't you come over here and like play with my balls?" You know what I mean? Like, okay, Elvis. You know, who knows? I mean, you have right. The, after a while, there's a certain understanding. Like even with this creep, that fucking guy, Weinstein.
Yeah.
These are fucking people that wanted to be big, and they're like, all right, what the fuck, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? And so that built up that fucking confidence the guy had. Like anybody, you know, it's a confidence like some guys get when they go to strip clubs all the time,
uh-huh.
And then they hang out at a strip club. Then they stop going to strip clubs, and they go to a regular club.
I used to get that when I lived in Asia.
Yeah?
Because if you're, let's be honest, if you're a white guy in Asia, and you're walking around,
you're
and like every girl.
You might as well be an NFL player.
Oh, dude, you're taller than everyone.
Yeah. You're telling me the center for the Rockets and they'll believe it. Like, oh, you play basketball.
No, they just assume you're confident. They assume you're rich.
Yeah.
You're tall. You're wearing a suit.
You're
just
not
like,
Asian.
It's really easy. Yeah. You look
no
different.
Offense.
Yeah.
No, that's no offense. There's a fact. I mean,
yeah.
I always think like guys who have issues like incels, people who can't get laid, like you should just go to Asia and teach English for like 6 months.
Just go somewhere else.
And then you'll lose it.
Here's our lesson for today, young ladies.
Right.
I want to suck dick. But, and it's my teachers.
But your question, I guess, is where's the line between like sexual harassment and just like I guess what would it be?
Well, there's
exploitation. Like, because here's the thing: some of those women, they're like, hey, I'm gonna suck off Harvey Weinstein or watch Louis C.K. It's gonna help me.
Right.
Right.
So in some sense, doesn't Sarah Silverman somehow helps her? Like, she loves this guy so much, she's like, she'll tolerate anything to be his friend, to still be part of something.
But she wasn't trying to make it in the business.
No.
So it's different.
No, but I'm even saying, like, but if you're going to be like, if you're going to be in this Me Too movement and you condone it and you witness it, it's almost like you're an enabler of it.
What?
Yeah, like I'm just saying, if you're gonna sit there,
what
like,
are you saying?
She okayed it. She's okay with it. She's like, he's who he is. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's not part of me too, is
no,
it?
But I'm saying is if she does it, then the guy's like, okay, well she's cool with it, so other girls should be cool with it. I'm gonna ask more girls if they can watch me jerk off, as opposed to being offended that he's asking women to watch him jerk off.
It is weird because of the way that he did it, though, right? He was like, hey, can I jerk off? And then suddenly he's naked. That was how some of the stories are.
Some of them,
it's
yeah.
Like,
and
it's
some
like,
of them, they're like, no.
Do you mind if
like,
I jerk
yeah,
off as he takes off his towel and
yeah,
starts beating it? I mean, that's not acceptable.
No.
But if he's like, hey, so I'm kind of into you. Like, you want to like
but here's
do
what
some
I
stuff?
Like.
Yeah, being presented like, this is what I like. Are you cool with that? And they're like, yeah, sure. No, or not. No.
It's never been a big thing with me, by the way. I've never been a
You never wanted girls to watch you jerk off?
Nah.
I don't get that either.
I like to watch them. Right. I had that fantasy, like, yeah, just sit there and play. You start it up, and I'll get ready.
I'll be like, honey, I want to watch you jerk me off into your mouth.
Yeah. It's a little foreplay, I like. It's a little game. Here's what I like. Well, anyway, it's that time, finally.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, we used to have that problem. It's back. Welcome. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
Motorist stunned as metal balls roll down Seattle street.
Hey, brass balls. That's what you need to sell real estate.
Yeah, this is just brass balls just rolling down the street. That's...
Yeah, you think
interesting, actually.
You're thinking
just stopped and you just see something just...
You think you're in a pachinko game.
Pretty much.
I thought we moved all that heavy industry to China.
Yeah. Hey, the manufacturing's back, everybody. In Seattle, authorities in Seattle temporarily closed the street after motorists were stunned by dozens of large metal balls that spilled out of a truck and cascaded down the street, damaging several cars.
Did you just pick this because it has the word balls in it?
Yes.
You get to keep saying balls.
He's saying with emphasis, dude, balls.
It's like the balls.
That's got to be nuts, though. You're just driving, and next thing you know, you see a bunch of random balls taking out cars.
A video taken by a person at the scene on Wednesday afternoon shows the balls loudly bouncing and rolling down the street as drivers slowly backs up.
Yeah, think about it. It's like this Ant-Man, people just throwing shit, making them big, and just rolling down the fucking street.
Apparently attempting to escape the onslaught, the Seattle Times reports that the policeman, spokesman Patrick Michaud, said the balls appeared to be really big ball bearings.
All right, Dougie. I feel like your cadence here is...
Yeah. Now here's a, I wonder what the actual size of the ball bearings were, though.
And that it was unclear what caused the load of them to fall out of the truck. It's a weird situation to be in.
It is. It's really a whole day. It's a dangerous situation. You're acting like it's funny, Dougie, because it says balls over and over.
Yeah. It does. how are balls not funny, Ethan?
Balls are
people
always funny.
People were unwantedly teabagged by metal balls bouncing on the street, and you're making fun of this.
Now, you guys, you're a cop hater. You don't like cops.
Yeah, you know. I feel like they're a little bit unjust in their use of force sometimes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Occasionally.
I love it. There was this guy who got recently arrested out in Hillsboro Boulevard out in Hallandale area. Hmm. When he was arrested, somebody took video of it, and the news was he was aggressively arrested.
Aggressively? As opposed to gently?
As opposed to, like, you know, would you mind sitting down for us?
Well, that's how they do the white-collar guys.
And, of course, the people...
Would you mind if we arrest you, Mr.
People
Manafort?
Got a bit outraged and stuff, and then after testimony, they found out the guy was a fucking dirtbag.
Right.
And actually, the cops used some restraint. They could have gotten away with throwing an elbow or two.
Hmm.
Police find a stolen donut van and share the treats with the homeless.
What?
See? These cops? Nice fucking guys.
No way cops are giving donuts away.
Yeah,
come on.
After they wipe their ass with them.
It's treason. That is treason.
Hey, this guy's going to think this is a cream-filled donut. It's a glazed.
It's an empty glaze. Get them. It's old-fashioned turned glaze.
In Clearwater, Florida, it was a lucky day for some Florida police officers who recovered a stolen van filled with Krispy Kreme donuts. Uh-huh. Oh, they're good.
Oh, those are fucking amazing.
Clearwater police posted a photo on Facebook of a group of officers standing in front of the van holding boxes of the tasty treats. The Tampa News said the van was reported stolen on Tuesday morning in Lake City, which is 193 miles north of Clearwater.
That's bad. You don't want to hold up the stereotype thing, right?
Right.
That would be like if you take all your black friends and you take a picture of you holding a watermelon.
Yeah, it's a fried chicken.
It's terrible, right? Yeah. Just saying.
I'm not touching that one.
I'm just saying. There's stereotypes associated. Your Italian friends are holding meatballs? Come on.
Spanish people would have played rice and beans.
There you go.
Yeah. The store manager, or tacos. Store manager donated the cargo to the officers. They have some donuts to eat and handed out the rest of them to the homeless. Yeah. We ate 484 of them, and we gave 5 of them to this guy, Bill.
That's the thing. Who in their right mind wants to steal a Krispy Kreme donut to get away? Like, come on. Like, you're going to really then have all the cops on your ass. Like, you're in a Krispy Kreme donut. Not the Krispy Kreme donuts. And you start hauling ass on them, chasing them.
Oh, man.
4,000-pound steel balls. Driver said next time he'd make sure they were secured, because this time they were not.
Is that 4,000 or 40?
40,000 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
They couldn't be each 40,000 pounds.
No, that's unless it had one of those over-wide.
They must have all weighed that much.
Yeah. That's destruction and a half, man.
Imagine telling you. It's
dangerous, Doug.
Yeah. It is like when if that was happening, you would think it was like some sort of fucking Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of superhero shit. Like somebody just fucking.
It's like hailstones.
Like, some evil doctor, you know, throwing shit out of a fucking spaceship.
Right.
Yeah.
California students mixed grandparents' cremated ashes into their homemade cookies.
Okay, with their weed.
Hey, thanks for bringing the cookies, John and Jen.
Yeah, a little bit ashy, though.
Jane and Jen. Yeah, I mean, people are just... See, that's the thing. People are just fucking... You don't trust anybody. You know, it's like people, like, bring you food. Like, when I ran a karate school, the parents would, hey, I bought you, you know... Some meatloaf, whatever, some food, if you're hungry, you know. I'm like, I'm not eating that fucking food.
No. It creeps me out, too, if you're at, like, a mic or a show or something like that, and someone just walks in, like, hey, do you want some of these? It's like, where the fuck did you get those from?
What mics are you going to? Is there a bake sale?
Yeah.
I want to go.
It happens, bro. You got people that just show up, like, anybody want these? I'm like, I'm good. We had to offer the fat guy too.
By the way, friend of the show, Jesse, he should be our fucking on. He should be our reporter on the in the field. He said the balls were grinding balls.
Oh,
about the size of bowling balls.
Okay. Oh, so probably 40,000 total. Then.
Those are
huge. Yeah,
yeah.
Bowling balls about that wide. So
not funny at all. Dangerous,
especially when you're driving.
Oh yeah.
California students mix grandparents' cremated ashes into homemade cookies. The two students are thought to have been involved in the baking of the sandy textured biscuits, which were sampled at least nine youngsters, or sampled by nine youngsters at the Da Vinci Charter Academy. Spoiled kids. Nobody has suffered any ill effects. Can you imagine?
I just want to know which one ate the penis.
Yeah.
Well, they're all now.
The only kind of hard to tell cremated remains where the penis is.
Yeah, who put an ashy dick in their mouth?
You'd have to be a real pervert to be able to tell where the penis is and cremated remains.
I feel like I could tell, Dougie.
You think?
I think
you think we're going to have a test, everybody, here at the Wake and Play with Dougie
before,
show.
So.
We are going to have.
You have to send in your dead relatives.
Ethan Moore look over the cremated remains of a female deceased person.
All right.
And a male deceased.
Okay.
And I want to know.
He'd find the male first.
I'm not
going
to put you on the spot to be able to find the penis.
Okay.
I just want you to be able to sense the penis.
Okay.
In one of those piles.
Now I'm going to be tasting these cookies with my ass, right?
You can try whatever your methods are. We have to approve it with the funeral home.
Whoever,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somebody will have to sign a waiver of some sort.
That's
Nobody suffered any ill effects.
Except they were all haunted.
Yeah.
Right. Why is this old man following me and telling me to pull my pants up? It's like.
But you, one young man had a strange attraction to prunes. One classmate, Andy Knox, told the news, I didn't believe her until she pulled out the urn.
That is weird. Wasn't there a Scott, what was that, South Park episode where he kills that guy's parents and makes them eat him?
I don't know.
It's like that.
Yeah. Well, people, listen, kids are impressionable, right?
Right.
Can we at least determine that?
Yeah.
Well, these kids will never be the same, Dougie.
No, not at all. They're going to question every piece of bread they ever get in their life.
You always hear about scary Halloween candy, but this is the scariest.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an actual normal.
This is worse than a razor
edible.
Blade and an apple.
I'm telling you.
It'll be haunted for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you remember how, I remember that was big, like Halloween was big.
Yeah.
Like you know,
I think one person did that ever, by the way.
Oh, man. But
and then they were like, forever now. It's like, no apples.
Yeah, no more apples. Yeah.
Right.
But now you got syringes. Like, you get people want to take a fucking Snickers bar and they can shoot something into a Snickers bar if they want.
Is that what they do?
You can only check
I'm
the wrapper.
I'm not putting my drugs in your Snickers.
Parents nowadays, the way people, exactly what I'm saying, bad people fucked up the holiday.
Well,
now kids got to go to parties and they're ready, where they know who's fucking giving the candy away.
My theory is 100 years ago, there was one bad person and now we're just still living off that rumor.
But no, I mean, you got people who are easily influenced though. They see, I want to do that. And they just fucking follow suit and do that shit. I mean, it happens.
So we shouldn't be scaring people. We should eat whatever the people give you.
Look, Ethan, there are some people that take the red pill.
Okay.
And there's some people that take the fucking blue pill.
Is this about the alt-right?
All I'm telling you is that, listen, it's interesting when you study society, is how has society gotten worse or has it progressively got better? In other words, like you're saying, like how many people on a daily basis decide to make the decisions based on the well-being of them and their fellow human, and there are other people that walk around the street just believe in chaos and saying, fuck it. I want everybody to fucking have a miserable time, myself included.
There are some people like that.
Right? Yep. I mean, one out of every 10?
Well, I go out of my way to believe that people aren't like that most of the time.
Yeah, well.
Because I find that the people who think that the people are like that, then they're like, they get paranoid. Too paranoid.
Yeah, they start
worried that people are after them. And I'm like,
that's that Darwinism coming back, buddy. That's where they are.
You can easily tell though sometimes by just talking to someone for like 5 minutes how fucked in the head they are. And you can immediately like just be like, you know what?
Oh, yeah, you don't need much time nowadays.
No, yeah, not at all. Because everybody's so open to just give it up now and tell you what the hell's wrong with them.
I had a recent conversation at an open mic with somebody.
I'm saying.
Too open. I like that, yeah.
I had a recent conversation with somebody at an open mic lately. Cool. I was like, after I got to know the guy, I'm like, this guy's fucking crazy.
I believe it. Oh, I believe it.
All right, enough already.
Yeah, I believe it. There's plenty of times where I'm sitting there talking to someone. I'm like, you know what? Conversation got way too uncomfortable, way too fast.
Now, you admit that? Will you admit that in a conversation, or will you just try to, like, bow
out? I've told people before, like, the shit you're talking, I'm fucking out of it. Done. I'm I'll walk away.
Good.
I don't want to hear.
See, I'm still not that bold. Most of the time, I'd be like,
my close friends know, like, I carry myself in a certain way.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm better or worse than people. This is who I am. This is what I like to keep around me. If your energy does not match that, I'm walking the fuck away from you in a heartbeat. I keep a very small, tight circle.
By the way,
sociable with
Ariana,
everybody.
Ariana Grande supposedly thinks that Pete Davidson's toxic. That's why she left him. That she admitted that today.
Oh.
But she left poor Pete Davidson.
What about
there.
That guy that killed himself because, or OD'd or whatever? Yeah, yeah, Mac Miller, because like she left him for
you
Pete Davidson.
You can't blame that on him, on her, though.
I'm just saying, like,
she must have a good pussy.
What's going on there? Yeah, that's interesting.
You can't blame that man.
Oh, no, I blame him. He's a fucking sick junkie.
Yeah.
He deserved to die.
Speaking of junkies, Kleenex to rebrand man-sized tissues.
Okay.
After gender complaints. This is how fucked up we're getting. Like,
so the males are actually getting something for them now, finally?
Yeah, exactly. How dare you call it manly size? Kleenex will rebrand its man-sized tissues after consumers complained the name was sexist.
Wow. Man size. Really? Man
touching size. Off a social media conversation. And you know what happens when social media gets involved?
Oh, man, shit gets off the rails.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Remember that commercial?
Every fucking hooplehead.
What was wrong? What's
yeah.
That was,
strong enough for a man.
You couldn't do that anymore.
No.
These days.
How dare you?
This is for us, not men. It's
how
like,
dare
right,
you? Dude. We're just as strong as any man.
Right.
Yeah. Don't hit us, though. Listen, if you want to be as strong,
I agree with that one.
If you want complete fucking, you want complete equality, then that's what complete equality is. In a realm, in a philosophy,
wait. We have to hit women now?
No, let me ask you a question. If you,
Dougie's like, feminism is punching women.
If you believe in complete equality,
I don't know exactly what that means. What is it?
Well, I don't either.
Complete equality.
See, you know, here's the thing.
I don't know
if complete equality is something that could be man-made.
Equality for me is,
you know what I mean? I don't like
touchy subject though.
Like if him and I were gonna have an agreement, we're gonna be in complete equality about our comedy ethic. Who the fuck is gonna like? How does that determine?
Yeah.
You can't like. Okay, equal pay. Okay, good. Equal rights.
No, well,
equal
pay.
This.
Well,
but the complete equality. If you take it away and you make something completely equal, then neither one has any essence.
I agree. What I would say is you want equality of opportunity, so you have the same.
Yeah, but
chances.
Then that's the whole point.
You
now
have the same
chances. It gets into it. Like, listen. They but just got to fucking rethink this shit, okay?
You can't have the same outcome. You can have the same chances. I think that's what you want, right?
Same opportunity.
Yeah. So right. like, hey, you have 10 spots on your comedy show, 5 spots on your comedy show list. Like, you shouldn't be like, well, we need one from each group and whatever. You just
see,
pick the 5 funniest people.
I'm going to pick the 5 funniest people.
That should be at point blank. Male or female,
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you're funny, your jokes will speak
but
for
I guess
itself.
If you're doing it for the whole world... And you're like NBC or something like that. Well, hopefully these are the funniest of those funniest.
Yeah.
Who knows? The company behind Kleenex, Kimberly Clark, said on Thursday the product, which is sold only in the UK, will now be called Kleenex Extra Large.
Okay.
What does that mean? You know what it means.
They should call it like...
It's for us guys.
They should call it Kleenex Fat Woman Size.
Yeah. How about we got Kleenex for that big fucking bed? That pig.
Wow, Dougie, it's just your impressions once again transporting mystically
coming
ours,
out of them naturally.
Our listeners.
If you keep fucking with my impressions.
Is that a little touch of Ozzy?
Oh, yeah, it's an Ozzy over there. Hey, guys, we're just sharing this fucking guy. It's fucking Kleenex.
He sounds like Ozzy Osbourne.
A little bit, that's why I said that. A little touch of Ozzy over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Ozzy like Australia.
Ozzy.
No.
I got confused. Okay.
Ozzy. Kimberly Clark told the Telegraph that no way suggests that being soft is strong. Whatever. They changed the fucking name. Can't say manly size.
Hey, whatever sells, man.
I'm just curious for the days that I just want to know the product that when they say it, this is from a men's brand and the girls going to be like, you know what? They got that one. What is that? What's
Axe.
That product?
Axe.
They have a women's line for Axe now, too.
Oh,
they have
really?
A little cute little white bottle.
I mean, you
shit.
Could, if you want, you know, the girls could be in the Boy Scouts. Boys can't be in the Girl Scouts.
Uh-huh. It's right in the name.
Yep. If I was a boy, I'd want to be in the Girl Scouts. Think of all the chicks. Can you imagine? You're like 12 years old. I'm going on another camp.
But you have
we're
to
going, we're going on another fucking trip.
With those intentions, they put you in a skirt, and you have to walk around in a skirt in the little
bow tie. I'll wear that shit all day if I could be around.
You know
I would. What I mean? I would
I'll
do that.
I'll definitely wear it.
If I can go back to like 12, 11, 10 years old, fucking with knowing what I know now.
I wouldn't want my body at that age wearing a skirt. I was a big kid that age, though. I kept going from big to skinny at that
and
age.
Now you're
going
to have all the older fucking lesbian Girl
good,
Scout
yeah,
leaders
good,
going
man.
After you. Oh, my God. Look at the ass in that chick.
Right? Like, you're the mother chick. Like, oh, God. This kid got facial hair. Jeez.
Yeah. Nebraska concedes that honesty, it's not for everyone in its new tourism tagline. Yeah.
Wait,
that's, that.
Wait.
They're saying honesty isn't for everyone or honestly Nebraska isn't it for everyone?
Honesty exactly. or no, honestly?
They said honestly, it's not for everyone.
Oh, okay. Honestly.
Oh, like this place isn't meant
Nebraska,
for everyone.
Nebraska, honestly. It's not like, for everyone.
Hey, what are you going to do? It's Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, and most people haven't acquired it, let's be
when
fair.
When you've been everywhere else. that's what they should say. When you've been everywhere else,
right.
This
why
place
not come
doesn't
to
seem
Nebraska?
Like a good spot. Yeah.
Nebraska, last on the list.
Next to Missouri. It's like, all right, that's cool.
We know you're not in your top 10. Nebraska.
It's sad when Nebraska admits it first before like Alabama and shit. Like,
well, and they talk about other jokes. I've heard 10 comics tell fucking Alabama jokes like that.
Everyone does that. Everyone does the redneck jokes, all that shit.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to like set myself aside. Like, I hear everybody saying these jokes, and I'm like, you know what? I just want to like not do those jokes. But then I hear everybody doing it, and that's what's like.
Well, you should definitely not do it then. That's another reason not to do it.
Yeah. I guess so.
Because the whole point about comedy is to try to be like unique.
Be different. Yeah, that's the point.
Well, you don't want to be just telling jokes. You got to be telling
truthful stuff
about
you,
who you are, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Your perspective. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. Here's a story. Workers take dive into deep dew to unclog sewer pumps. You thought you had a bad job.
That's gross. Got to go ahead.
Right? I mean, can you imagine?
Deep in the shit.
Fuck. It's like when you had that job as a dishwasher, you worked in a restaurant. Yeah, somebody got sick in the bathroom, and you walk in there, and you're like, "I quit. I ain't gonna fucking do this." I mean, I did that once.
I wonder how much the pay is for the dudes to be like, you know what? A shower will clean this up. Diving headfirst into that shit,
dude. I told this the other day. There was one time I was flying from New Orleans back home, and I got bumped to first class. And the guy sitting next to me shit himself. He had something wrong. I don't know if he had a colonoscopy bag issue, but this motherfucker stunk. The minute he blamed it on the big fat guy sitting in the first seat. Turns out this guy went to the bathroom in the back of the plane, shit everywhere all over the place, tracked it back to when he came back to where he sat because he had a towel around him, like a blanket. And they tried
to hide it?
Emergency landing in Pensacola.
Ugh.
Got this guy off the fucking plane. And you see that, and people are just, it smells like hard. And then this one guy walks in with a cleaning kit. You know, he's got the garbage bag.
Yeah,
and
he's
this fucking guy's
like,
not
going
to
be
happy.
You're going to need more than one.
That guy's
one
a hero,
guy.
Though.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that guy's a hero, though, because that plane went back up in the air.
Oh no! Yeah,
guy should get a standing ovation as he's coming off. Like, thank you, brother.
And it was
clean that shit up, bro. Appreciate
the funny
it.
Thing about that, the guy, the lady came back from the gates. She goes, the gentleman took a shower and he really wants to see if he can get back on the plane to get home. We're like, no way.
Wait, you get to decide.
They asked the plane.
It took a vote.
And everybody said, fuck no. Get fucking shit drawers
out
of here.
Thumbs down, dude. Fuck
that fucking guy was sitting next to me, and he was blaming the fat guy sitting in the first row. He said, I think it's this guy.
He was just turning to look. I mean, you're right there. I mean, why go the extra effort? I mean,
I just imagine he's like covered in shit. There's like shit on his face.
He's like, it's that guy.
It's not me.
As he's pointing, he's got turds of shit coming out of his hand.
It's like, what's that under your fingernail? Nothing.
Nothing. In Charleston, South Carolina, divers spent 2 days deep inside a South Carolina sewer, pulling out huge balls of oily black used wet wipes.
Wow.
And baby wipes that had clogged the intake pumps.
Don't throw your baby
the XL
wipes
ones
there.
From.
You're not supposed to throw that shit in the toilet, right? White baby wipes and stuff?
No, were they the XL ones? The
ones man size?
Man size ones?
The Charleston Water System posted the pictures of the masses of wipes.
That's crazy.
On its Twitter account. Listen, fucking. That's people can't follow direction.
It says it on there,
too. You know, people, if you want things to be fucking cohesive and things not being a fucking issue, I can't believe how much my insurance costs. I can't believe why the fuck my health insurance is so much. Well, stop beating the fucking, the fudge fucking brownies. You know what I mean? Stop throwing shit down the fucking toilet you're not supposed to be throwing and learn how to live like a fucking human being.
I'm not going to lie. A while ago, I was like, oh, shit, I need to use some wet wipes because that girl didn't have a toilet paper. We were staying together. And I went to use wet wipes, and I went to go flush, and I'm like, hold on, I look at the wrapper, and it says, do not flush. I was like, fuck it, still flush it. I'm so I ain't give a shit. That's all.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to flush condoms either if people do that shit, too.
I do that shit on the regular.
Yeah. Nothing better to get rid of that evidence.
Yeah, for real. I do that shit on the regular.
You don't want to keep those fuckers around.
No.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Ethan Moore for joining us today.
Hey, good to be here, Dougie.
And, of course, our guest today, Randy Vega.
Appreciate you having me, brother.
Where you got coming up?
Got a couple mics coming up soon. Got a show this Thursday at Game On. And I believe it's Coral Springs or something. I can't remember. I just got up put on the show today.
Cool.
So, I mean, I got a couple other stuff coming up, but I'll be posting that online.
Ethan?
I got a show with Nadeem Awad on Halloween at Turtle Tavern. So, cool. If you want more info about that, you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. Check me out there.
There you go, guys. Wednesday night, Tabellino's Wise Guys Comedy Show. Steve Marshall will be there. Tiffany Barbie. I think we're sold out, so you probably won't be there. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, opening up for Friday and Saturday for Eric Griffin, Very funny comic. Looking forward to that. And then I'm going to be in the Bahamas for 2 weeks, guys.
At
Atlantis, performing at Joker's Wild Comedy Club. So if you're going to be there, come out. Come out to Atlanta. Fun time. Hopefully no more fucking hurricanes.
Yeah.
So we have a show tomorrow, by the way. I don't think Elgin's going to make it, but it'll have Danny the Jew will be here.
Nice.
And
nice,
surprise guest will be sitting in tomorrow as well. Thanks, guys, for checking out. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at podbean.com. Archive the show. Become a patron. Donate money. $1.15. Can't do it. $1, $2 a month. Gas money to the co-host. Thanks, guys. Take care and see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
Yeah.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door.